city's initial state of emergency for COVID-19 has closed City Hall to the public. Therefore, no member of the public will be allowed into the community wing of City Hall during this meeting. Notice that this meeting was going to be held by communication media technology and not at a physical location was posted on the city's website at least 5 days ago. The notice provided that those members of the public needed reasonable accommodation to participate in the meeting could contact the city clerk for assistance by noon, Monday, September 21st, 2020. Access to this meeting is being provided via live stream on the city's website at www.palmcoastgov.com and by calling in at 386-223-1690. Should you need technical assistance, please call 386-986-2391. Today is September 23rd, 2020. It is 6 p.m. Please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Holland.
Here.
Vice Mayor Clufus.
Present.
Councilmember Branquino. Councilmember Cuff.
Here.
Councilmember Nets.
Here.
Mayor, all members are present.
Thank you very much. Before we move to agenda item number D, we do have a special guest with us today that we want to recognize that wants to present a few comments. Chief Stobridge, welcome. Thank you for being here tonight.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council members. Sheriff Staley couldn't be here tonight because of a conflict with a prior engagement that he had to attend. I am Mark Stobridge, the Chief of Staff for the Flagler County Sheriff's Office. And I want to take the opportunity to thank you on behalf of Sheriff Staley and the men and women of the Flagler County Sheriff's Office who protect you and serve our citizens for supporting public safety. As you know, the Sheriff's Office is really your police department and your contract with us for enhanced service levels of services for your residents. We are good stewards of your tax money in providing law enforcement services at a contract cost of an annual of $42.42 per household. In 2018, Sheriff Staley came to you about traffic concerns and you provided 5 deputies to enhance traffic enforcement. As a result, traffic fatalities had decreased by 67% at the end of 2019. We are also achieving historic crime reductions, the lowest crime rate in 25 years. When the population of Flagler County was only 400,000, crime is down 47% since 2017. Your latest citizen survey shows 95% of Palm Coast residents feel safe, with 88% of them attributing that to the hard work of the men and women of the Flagler County Sheriff's Office. We can always improve, but there is cost to improve that, and that cost is additional deputies. In 2019, we handled 87,422 calls for service in the city of Palm Coast, or 73% of all the calls within Flagler County. To maintain success amid the fast growth occurring in Palm Coast, and despite the crime reductions, calls for service in the city are increasing and could easily surpass 90,000 calls this year. To help maintain the quality of life, in this budget, you're providing 2 deputies starting in January 2021, and through a public-private partnership, an additional deputy will be coming on board October of this year. We also understand that you're planning to provide 2 additional deputy sheriffs starting October 2021, but are hoping to move that date up if state revenues are higher than expected. As you recall, last year, City Council asked research confirming the long-term needs for law enforcement service. The University of North Florida was contracted and studied the city's growth rate and population projections. Based on the population and growth services and service demands, the study indicated that we were 31 deputies short in 2018. This is also, they also documented that 47 more deputies would be needed to keep pace with growth occurring within the county and primarily within Palm Coast by 2025. The study determined it is not the crime rate that determines the need for is the growth rate and the calls for service. All of you should have received this study, and we are looking forward to working together in a joint city-county discussion on a long-term staffing project and plan for the Sheriff's Office, which is fiscally responsible and also gives a level of service that your residents expect. We want to thank you again, the City Council and the Mayor, along with the City Manager, for working towards the proper staffing of the Sheriff's Office. We have a lot more work to do. We are looking forward to working with you and the county to develop this very comprehensive plan, and we are greatly appreciative.
Chief Stobridge, you know, the men and women of the Sheriff's Department provide such a critical service to our community. We respect each and every one of them. Please send our thanks back to the work that they do for this community on behalf of our community, keeping it safe. We're very proud of the work of Sheriff Staley and the entire department that has brought crime to a historic low. We're very proud that we can invest in that and be part of that. We do look forward to a continued partnership as well as continued opportunities to really continue that investment. So I know I have asked for that workshop. That workshop is forthcoming between the City and County Commission. I know the County Commissioners are equally excited about having that conversation. And so we're just extraordinarily grateful. Thanks is not enough. You know, the men and women of the Sheriff's Department put their lives at risk each and every day, and we are eternally grateful for that service.
And Mayor, we do thank you and the support of the entire council members. We are greatly appreciative of that as well. Thank you.
And please send Sheriff Staley our best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll now move to agenda item number D, which is actually the presentation of fiscal year 2020-2021 budget. I don't comment on those yet, Virginia.
No.
Okay, thank you. Is Helena presenting?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening, Mayor, City Council. Tonight, we will take a look at your final proposed fiscal year 2021 budget. It has been a long road. We had multiple budget workshops and held our first public hearing on Thursday, September 10th. We'll take a look at your budget as a whole. As you can see, the budget as a whole comes in at $211,284,973, which is approximately 3.3% higher than the fiscal year 2020 revised budget. The general fund accounts for $42,713,684. Special revenue funds account for $12,297,512. Capital projects funds account for $27,053,893. Enterprise funds are the highest, and they come in at $110,439,019. And finally, the internal services funds account for $18,780,865. We will now take a look at the proposed millage rate. The budget as presented assumes the same millage rate as fiscal year 2020 at 4.6989. Our next steps tonight are to adopt the final State Road 100 budget for fiscal year 2021, adopt the final millage rate, and adopt the final budget for fiscal year 2021. This concludes my presentation. At this point, I will answer any council questions.
Council, I just had a brief comment to make, and I'll open it up to the floor for the council's members to ask any specific questions in regards to the budget. Just a little historic perspective for our residents that are listening to this meeting that I think is valuable. I mentioned that the city has a long-standing tradition of starting out with an annual survey that comes in first and foremost. It's a way for us to ask the residents directly what their priorities and goals would like to be in the community, how we should invest the taxpayer dollars. Once we evaluate that survey, we come together with Denise and her team, and they build a strategic plan out of this year's priorities and goals, and spend an enormous amount of time with each council member reviewing what those priorities that each council wants to include in this year. And then there's a lot of discussion, there's a lot of dialogue, we have many workshops, and we approve, formally approve, with the community's input, those list of priorities and goals. Then Helena and her team and Matt and the many different directors build that budget out of that. So I think what's reflective of that approach is a really wise expenditure of tax dollars. It's very targeted and very community-oriented. As you can see by Chief Stobridge's presentation this evening, we have made an additional investment in law enforcement this budget for this fiscal year. That warrants that investment. Again, we need to make sure that public safety continues to be a priority in our community. We saw our fire department present this year their 10-year plan. We've adjusted impact fees that will help offset some of the ongoing annual costs as we continue to grow. We have funded our road maintenance program. We have reinstituted the streetlight program, as well as a master stormwater plan. So taking into account, as I mentioned, this community's priorities, we established a way to actually fund their priorities, which in turn will allow the community to thrive. And of course, we want to mention the investment in UNF MedNex as an exciting project that is and has now become a reality. So I'm very proud of the work of this entire organization under the leadership of Matt Morton. Helena has always stepped in to an extraordinary role to be very conservative in her approach, and I'm very appreciative of that as well. And we've been able to really maintain a very low tax rate because of all these discussions that lead up to what we're talking about tonight, which is the final budget approval. So I just really thought it was important to say thank you, to recognize and highlight some of the priorities that this city council has funded on behalf of the community and the residents of the city. And I think we can look forward to a very positive year. One that even through COVID-19, where we've seen challenges, I think we've met the challenges of the day. So any other questions or comments any council member would like to make?
I would just like to say thank you to everyone who participated in this year's budget preparation up to this point. I think some of the last in-person meetings I had at City Hall were regarding our budget, and then when we were forced to go digital, that kind of changed the dynamic of our whole strategic action planning meetings and being able to work with Denise and her team to integrate our ideas into the direction of where we are today. And I know that process is very much different than historically, so I just wanted to thank everybody for being very fluid and willing to work outside of normality and to come together and produce another budget that we can be proud of. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Vice Mayor Clufus. And Matt, I know you wanted to make a few comments before we open up to the public.
Thank you, our Mayor Council. Just very briefly, tremendous recognition and gratitude, not just to Helena and her small but mighty team of finance professionals, but to all the department directors who came together way back in March when we were putting freezes and cuts on the table. Everyone was all in, and they were all in because we recognize that our role is to support the council in execution of their strategic priorities, and by extension to support our community. When we announced that there would be no COLAs or living adjustments this year, and we remained flat as a measure to make sure that we would deliver every service to our community and have a safe and balanced budget, there was no complaints. And so again, my gratitude to our staff who is going the distance with this community, and we are all business in the city of Palm Coast. So thank you very much.
Thank you, and here's to a good year. Yes. Okay, we'll open up to the public. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on agenda item number D1, please do so by calling in at 386-223-1690. Thank you very much. We'll close public comment. Action is not taken on this. This is just the presentation portion. Okay, sorry. Just want to make sure I get it accurate. Agenda item number E, we have to recess the City Council and convene the State Road 100 CRA board meeting. So I calling for a recess. And agenda item number 2 is the State Road 100 Corridor CRA resolution adopting the final budget for fiscal year 2021. The State Road 100 Corridor Community Redevelopment Agency hereby proposes to adopt a budget with a total appropriated expenditures and reserves of $2,135,600. Is there any discussion on this item? Any member of the public wish to make public comment on agenda item number 2, please do so at this time. Okay, we will close public comment. I will ask for a motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll move.
I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
I think before we... You have to read that sentence before we...
I already read it.
Okay.
Yeah, I read
it. Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah.
Vice Mayor Clufus?
Aye.
Councilmember Branquino?
Yes.
Councilmember Puff?
Yes.
Councilmember Nets?
Yes.
Mayor Holland?
Yes.
5-0.
Thank you so much. Okay. Now we will move to agenda item number F2, which is a resolution. Agenda item number 3. Is adopting the millage rate for fiscal year 2020-2021.
Mayor, we have to adjourn CRA and reconvene City Council, please.
Yes, so I would like to adjourn the CRA board meeting and reconvene the City Council and then go to agenda item number F3. Thank you very much. So is this when I read the step one, introduce the tax issue?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. City of Palm Coast proposes to levy a millage rate of 4.6989 mils. This is an increase of 3.88% from the rollback rate of 4.5236 mils. Is there any council comments or questions? Now ask for public participation. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on, please call in at 386-223-1690. Thank you. We'll close public comment. City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a final millage rate of 4.6989 mils. Do I have a motion?
So move.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Clufus?
Yes.
Councilmember Branquino?
Yes.
Councilmember Cuff?
Yes.
Councilmember Nets?
Yes.
Mayor Holland?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Okay, thank you very much. Agenda item number F4 is a resolution adopting the final budget for fiscal year 2020-2021. City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a budget with total appropriated expenditures and reserves of $211,284,973. Any comments from the council or questions? Up to the public. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on agenda item number F4? Please do so at this time. Thank you very much. City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a budget of $211,284,973. Do I have a motion?
So move.
Second. I'll second it.
Roll call, please, Virginia.
Vice Mayor Clufus?
Aye.
Councilmember Branquino?
Yes.
Councilmember Cook?
Yes.
Councilmember Nutz?
Yes.
Mayor Holland?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Okay, sorry, I just want to get this right. So, Virginia, is there right now the city clerk must forward a copy?
Yes.
Okay. The city clerk must forward a copy of the resolution adopting the final millage to the property appraiser, the tax collector, and the state of Florida Department of Revenue within 3 days.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Agenda item number F5 is a resolution approving the fiscal year 2021 fleet replacement purchase program and associated purchase orders for fleet vehicles and equipment as approved in the fiscal year 2021 budget. Council, any questions or comments? Member of the public wish to make public comment on agenda item number F5. Please do so at this time. Those public comments. I will take it back to this council and entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
And seconded. Roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Klupas?
Yes.
Councilmember Branquino?
Yes.
Councilmember Cook?
Yes.
Councilmember Nutz?
Yes.
Mayor Holland?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. To a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Have a good night, everyone.
All in favor signify by rising and leaving.
Well, I'll be.